Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SiegelLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. But before we get into our intriguing content today, Please join me in welcoming our featured guest. Melinda Johnson is in the house, Freedom First Properties. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
Glad to have you with us. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today. We celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. It is July 12th. I am going to tell you one of the biggest celebrations of the day. But I'm going to look at the formal ones here first. As long as you're not a shareholder in GameStop, you're probably happy that today is National Video Games Day. If you're a shareholder in GameStop, I guess you're probably not too happy. Yeah, that stock taking
a bad feeling about this.
Taking a nosedive. National Report Medicare Fraud Day. National School Picture Day. Okay, if you say so. National Day of Encouragement and Having Beaten Anorexia. I typically like the idea of going with National Day of Encouragement. That is probably where the one that I would select. Although I did share a social media post this morning. I can't take credit for it. I did adopt it. I did repurpose it, is the term we use in radio. I'm going to say, I got to see if I can figure out where the heck it went to. But here's the issue, is it's July 12th. I didn't have to tell you that part. You probably already knew that. But many people will probably say they miss July 12th, because if you are old like me, you probably remember July 12th, 2001. Now, none of us really want to go back to September 12th. Boy, where's my mind at? You know, I guess we're having a little bit of a brain freeze. No, I did not hit the bong this morning. That was not me. But September 11th, no one ever wants to go back to that day. But how about, do you remember September 12th? Right, stores ran out of flags to sell because they were being flown everywhere. People were Americans before they were upper or lower class, Jewish or Christian, Republican or Democrat. It's a nice day, wasn't it? We hugged people without caring if they ate at Chick-fil-A or if they wore Nikes. Just think about that concept. So I did share that one on the social media channels. If you would like to adopt it or repurpose it, please feel free to take that. So that is September 12th, 2001, what a difference 18 years makes, because we're nowhere close to those kind of days today. That's just, look at what, watch the news if you can stomach it. And many people can't stomach it. And here in Calizuela, boy, talk about not being able to stomach it. How about this one? Did you see that the state is getting ready to identify Uber drivers or gig or disruptive industries as W-2 employees? Well, let's think about that concept. Uber is now saying that they will not be reclassifying its drivers from independent contractors to employees in light of the new bill that did pass in Calizuela, largely because the bill doesn't specifically require them to do so. The company's chief legal official argued Tuesday, contrary to some of the rhetoric we've heard, AB5 does not automatically reclassify any rideshare drivers from independent contractors to employees. AB5 does not provide drivers with benefits. AB5 does not give drivers the right to organize. In fact, the bill currently says nothing about rideshare drivers. They're saying that the drivers are not core to their business. Now, they've gone through this many times before because they basically said they are an app. That's what people are paying for, is the usage of that app. And it puts people together. Interesting concept. I'm sure it will be going to the courts. We know about the courts here in California. But take a look at the president. He got a big win in the courts, so to speak. Right? The Supreme Court, 7-2, which is pretty interesting that they got a 7-2 ruling against a Calizuela judge. right? So the judge basically said you cannot enforce the president's immigration policies. Okay, so they end up narrowing it by an appellate judge says, well, you just can't deal with it. And I don't know why it is that an appellate, and I'm not a lawyer, so I don't understand this stuff, right? But the appellate judge says that the federal judge that made the ruling can only deal with the areas that the Ninth Circuit works in. Okay, so Texas and New Mexico continue to enforce the president's guidelines or rules. Comes back to the Calizuela federal judge, and he says, no, 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 it's got to go everywhere. Well, I guess he got a slap on the wrist because, I don't know, maybe this federal judge is going to try and overrule the United States Supreme Court. 7-2, the Supreme Court says, no, you can continue enforcing this until the case is adjudicated. Interesting to see, but that's just the way it's going in Calizuela. Well, I'm sure Uber will end up in the same area. Hopefully we'll get a better set of judges. Of course, we can't count on very much in Calizuela right now. Moving on. How about this one? I found this fascinating. Again, having beaten anorexia, what is the number one condiment in America now? Now, don't tell me mustard because you'd be wrong. Don't tell me ketchup. It's only a $750 million industry. Actually, $833 million according to Ad Age. Can you believe this one? Ranch dressing is now considered the number one condiment in America. $1 billion market cap. I guess I could understand that. I went out for dinner with my son last night. French fries. I put ketchup on them. What do you put on there? Well, he wants to order a ranch dressing to go with his French fries. I guess to each their own. Moving right along in the news. What else are we seeing? You know, the big news of the week are we're starting actually tomorrow. 5 a.m. I don't know whether that's Eastern time or Pacific time. I don't know if I have to stay up late or not. Apple's iPhone 11 comes out tomorrow. You can do the pre-orders. Check that one out. Apple's working its way. I guess they are almost a billion-dollar company. Not quite. I haven't looked at the stock price this morning. If they've hit that magical price of $221, then yes, they will be a billion-dollar company joining couple others, Amazon and Microsoft, but that's just watching that one for you. Does it matter? Unless you're a shareholder, do you really care what Apple's worth is? Or are you just looking at it and saying, you know something? I want that iPhone 11 Pro Max. Are you going to get on order for that one? I think I probably will, but I've been known to be a bit of a tech nerd in my life. As you can probably see if you're watching us on RonSiegelRadio.tv, there's just a little bit of technology on the table in front of me. But that's a good stock. The stock is still rising. I'm watching this morning. Let's see what it's doing today. It's been going straight up. I've been on the other side of it on the options, but that's okay. 225.46 right now. Three cameras. I don't even know how to use the one camera on the back of my phone now, but the new one's going to have three cameras on there. I can actually take a wide angle, so that's what I use for selfies. Just throw that out there. Some people will get that eventually, I think. But I guess I got the wrong. I've even got the wrong sound effect for that. Whoa. Eventually we'll get the right soundboard even. I think the one that I was looking for is, well, we'll figure it out. I'm like, God, is this Monday morning? I'm going a little slow today. Jeez. Let's look at what else is going on in the news. The European Central Bank. You got to love it. The central bank has now come out in Europe, but they're going to lower interest rates. But more important than lowering interest rates, and I've been talking to you about interest rates in the European Union, the bond, the UK bond, right? They're getting a positive interest rate right now, 0.675. They're going to lower that to a 0.50. Germany, they're already at a negative 0.51. I know, Alex, I know it's Monday talk. Don't harass me. It's almost Friday somewhere, almost 5 o'clock somewhere. Japan, no, they're getting the negative interest rate. But here's the issue. In the ECB, they've decided now they're lowering their interest rates, but they're going to also start buying back bonds. Can anybody say quantitative easing? How's that worked out in Japan for the last 20 years? Their economy is not doing well, and then we listen to what the president has to say, and he wants to get the U.S. interest rate to zero. Now, why would that be? I mean, obviously, it does not help our senior citizens. It hurts them significantly. It doesn't help the markets. It doesn't help the banking sector. Who does it help? Certainly hasn't helped Japan. Maybe we ought to watch and see what we want, and maybe we'll get what he asked for, but do we really want it? We're going to continue watching that for you as well. So quantitative easing starting in November for the European Central Bank, and they said they'll continue it as long as it takes. Maybe they'll have the negative interest rate 30-year mortgages there too. But we'll keep watching. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, interesting topic today. We're going to be talking about rent control. Can you believe we're talking about rent control? Although in Calizuela, you can believe almost anything. What does rent control mean to you? I'm going to share with you some of the statistics or dollars that just came out this morning. But then we're going to listen to Melinda Johnson. She's got some opinions on this one. We'll see if she likes what's going on or not. What is the probability that home values sink? And what constitutes a breach of financial duty? All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. In the Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the program. my investors, very, very easy for you to get a loan for that new investment property now. Basically, as long as the property will cash flow, $1 cash flow is all you need, and you're qualified. Pretty simple stuff right now. But let's look at the mortgage minute and see what's happening. We will look and see. We get to start off with the markets because they've been very, very volatile today if you haven't been watching them. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 106 points, NASDAQ up 3269, S&P 500 up 12.10. When we came on air, just before we came on air, the 10-year treasuries were down. Now they're up just a little bit. Before we came on air, the mortgage-backed securities were up a lot, and now they're down. So that means interest rates are going back up again. So that's been happening, and I can tell you that this morning, Freddie Mac came out with their mortgage market survey, 3.56 on that baseline home loan, up from 3.49 last week. But last year, 4.6. 30-year fixed rate on the Freddie Mac numbers. So that's just a baseline for you. But why is all of this happening? That's what's more important. You know, you can get all that other data. Those are all talking points or data points that come right from the Google.com. You can get that all right there. But we've been watching this Fibonacci level. I don't want to get too technical about Fibonacci. It's a old, tried and true formula. But we did see $250 billion worth of Chinese goods tariffs delayed by 2 weeks. I've told you again, tariffs are not affecting the U.S. economy. And I've talked about that a lot. I also shared with you this morning already about the ECB. Mario Draghi announced European Central Bank cutting rates. So we've already dealt with that. CPI, though, headline decreased. Now, that's why there's no tariff issue in the U.S. When the consumer price index goes from 1.8 to 1.7 year over year, tells us there's no inflation. If the tariffs were having an effect on the U.S. consumer, we'd be seeing inflation. But we are not seeing any inflation. We are seeing that initial jobless claims, 204,000. That's another one of those very, very tame numbers. Now, here's where you got to watch out for the mainstream media. They're not going to want to give you this cool information right here. So they're going to tell you that the housing prices are slowing. Well, kind of comical right here because listing prices climbed 4.9% year over year. And they are right. That is down from 7.3% year over year. 7.3 is not a sustainable number. 4.9 is still about 35% above the historical numbers. So think about that concept. That's one of the areas that the media just doesn't want to tell you about. I'm looking for the number because I did have it in here. The rents have gone to about 3%, I think, is where the rent numbers went up. I'll find those while we're chatting this morning, because that's going to be an important number as to what's happening with the rental market. When we look and say, okay, year-over-year rental increases are about 3.7%. So if they're going up 3.7, I'm going to get that exact number so that I don't get a whole lot of emails later in the day saying that I was wrong. here it is within the report. Rents rose 0.2% for the month, increasing at a rate of 3.7% year-over-year, a little bit lower than 3.8%. Okay, so that's going to be an important number as we start our conversation this morning. But I will tell you that is the Mortgage Minute brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. Now, here in Calizuela, we're in the process. I mean, if you really want to see how elections have consequences, have you noticed what's going on in San Francisco, right? Homelessness. You've got more feces on the streets than people anymore. You've got hypodermic needles, but plastic straws are outlawed, so the needles are okay. That's what's going on in San Francisco. So what do? In Calizuela, we elect the mayor of San Francisco to be the governor of Calizuela and expect that something different is going to happen. Well, we've got this measure going through right now that is rent control. Now, rent control, why do we want to have rent control when we see that the rents are going up 3.7% year over year? Is that a horrible number when property values are going up even more than that? I'm going to tell you what's going on with that, but Our featured guest today, Melinda Johnson, has a couple of opinions on rent control. So good morning.
Good morning. Yes, I do have a few.
So tell us a little bit about this bill that's going through. And I've got to find the notes. I think it's passed
it
the
did.
Senate. Okay, it did pass
passed,
both.
Yeah, the Senate on the 10th, and it passed the Assembly on the 11th. And Gavin Newsom has said he'll sign it in. He's been a proponent. So
yeah, why does that surprise us?
Shocking.
Yeah,
shocking.
Anti-business, but I'm a big believer that it's actually anti-renter.
Right. That's the big concern with this. You know, in the long run, I think it's actually going to benefit landlords, and I think it's going to hurt tenants. And
isn't that a real surprise that unintended consequences when the government butts in?
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Right. I think what they've really done is kind of sold out the tenant in this case. You know, they've sold this as an anti-rent gouging when there really isn't a lot of solid evidence at that 3% that rent
right.
gouging is going on. But what I see is going to happen is what's
happening. Well, if they say that the 3.7% increase in rent is gouging, does that mean if we get a 3.7% increase in wages, that'd be gouging too?
Yes.
Right? So
yes.
You got the numbers should go together.
Right. A consistent barometer.
Right. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. So I think what's going to happen here, you see there's that 5% cap that they've put on there plus the cost of inflation, which isn't much going on right now, but that 5% cap. Well, what's also in there is under many and most circumstances, these contracts become evergreen. So if the tenant is asked at any point to move out by the landlord, that landlord's got to pay 1 month's rent, unless, of course, a local jurisdiction has
an
even
higher. Why does the landlord pay a month's rent for them to move?
Because they can no longer terminate unless that tenant is basically breaching the contract, which is what they call just cause, except for the fact that if your contract says that there's an end to your lease, that no longer applies.
Okay, I'm confused because I'm a simple guy.
Right.
So back up here. If the contract ends, if the lease agreement ends, the rent control stays in effect?
Well, let's say you have a two-year lease that's in place.
Okay.
And so it's ending, say, this month. It no longer ends this month. It stays on as long as the tenant wants to stay there. You as a landlord can no longer cancel that regardless of what your contract says. You are now in forever with this tenant unless you terminate as a landlord. And if you terminate, you have to pay them 1 month's rent unless it's for them basically not paying or being a nuisance or destroying the property.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I get paid to move.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Alex, you're right. The gas tax is gouging too.
Yes.
So
agreed.
So let's look at just throw a couple of numbers here, Melinda, because the law says a 5% increase plus the cost of living, you said, or inflation?
Yeah.
So let's just use CPI as if it were inflation, because that's usually a pretty good gauge of what inflation is. So right now the CPI is 2.2, which will probably be the same as our cost of living increases if you're a government worker. So that's now a 7.2% increase versus what we say 3.7% is what the market is doing on its own.
Right.
Now, do you know what CPI is going to be next year?
No.
Neither do I. Interesting. So I don't know what the inflation will be next year. I don't know what the market says rent's going to be next year.
No.
But I can probably guess that if I don't know that as a business owner, I've got a hedge.
Right.
Right. If I'm a rent, if I own a piece of property, if I'm a landlord, I'm in business. So I have to hedge because I don't know what next year is going to do. So I'm just going to take that full 7.2 this year.
You have to.
Right. I don't have a choice. Right. Because next year I might get that 5%. But if the inflation is zero and I want to do some home improvements
right.
to maintain that property for my tenants.
Right.
I'm in trouble.
Right. If you need major repairs, something happens, you have very limited opportunities to recoup that. That is capped.
So basically what we're going to see is a guaranteed increase every year.
Right, which is what they're seeing in Oregon, because this was basically modeled very similar to the statewide rent control that occurred in Oregon, and where they, you know, had around a 3-4% increase of rent before the enactment of rent control, which I think became effective in May there. They're now seeing about a 9.9 or 9.8% increase when they do see increases, because landlords are doing hedging that bet because they've got to save the money to offer that money to the tenant, you know, at some point in time. So
that's a good thought. So I was thinking about it just from the idea that We don't know what's going to happen next year, but that extra 5%, if I've got a 24-month lease, that gives me 120% of the rental there to give back to the tenant if I need to.
Right. It's almost like a forced moving savings plan, but ultimately it's going to be a disadvantage to that tenant because they're going to now be paying more in rent, which is exactly what this bill claimed it was trying to avoid.
Well, with Gavin Newsom, you never know what he's trying to do other than to stiff the people. I mean, that's just Gavin Newsom, but that's a different story. I can't say stick the people because he comes from San Francisco, and they've got the hypodermic needles there. But that's we're going to talk more about rent control when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. What is the probability that home values sink? We're talking a national level, not necessarily just what's going on in Calizuela. We're also going to talk about what constitutes a breach of fiduciary duty. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you have missed any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. If you already found your dream home, well, great. Do you want to know what the county recorder knows about your property? Do you want to know what the marketplace knows about your property? Text SLT Home Digest to 79564. SLT Home Digest. No spaces. 79564. What is the probability that home values sink with the current uncertainty about the economy triggered by a potential trade war? Some people are waiting to purchase their first home or move up to their dream house because they think or home price think or hope, easy for me to say, home prices will drop over the next few years. However, the experts disagree with this perspective. I shared a table earlier showing the predicted levels of appreciation from six major housing sources. Home Price Expectation Survey, that's the best one. The Mortgage Bankers, Zelman, Freddie Mac, National Association of Realtors, Fannie Mae, all showing price appreciation for as far out as they are forecasting. Just give me a call if you want, or go on the social media, our channels, and you'll be able to see all of the numbers on the charts I shared. Calzuela, low probability. We did put a chart out on the probabilities. Nobody has a moderate, low, minimal, you know, as most of the country. Bottom line, those waiting for prices to fall before purchasing a home should realize that the probability of that happening anytime soon is very low. Mortgage rates at near historic lows, now may be the time to act. That's the Real Time Real Estate segment, again, brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. We are chatting this morning about rent control, how the state has decided that they want to really hurt anybody. It's just a destruction of the middle class. It's a continuation of the destruction of the middle class. Another law that's really going to help the landlords and hurt renters, but they're gonna couch it in a different way. Think about this. How many renters do you know that are contributing to the Democrat National Committee campaign funds? Landlords, they might be a different case. So they are donating. They get more money out of this, and we just showed you how it's going to double the cost of your rent. But there's a lot more to it. If you're a landlord, you better be careful because there's a lot more to Alex, I like that. Tax control, you're in the wrong state. When you move out of state, you'll be able to find tax control. You have to go back to the United States for that. But the documentation, Melinda, I mean, as a individual, it seems to me from just a little bit you were sharing during the break, an individual landlord with one property, they're going to really have to do a lot of homework to figure out what the guidelines are to be compliant.
All right. So we have the text of the law, and we know there are certain notice provisions within that. But there's going to be, you know, some, I guarantee you there will be fines associated with failing to comply. Because if your property falls within this rent control, there's a certain notice you have to provide to the tenant and certain specific notice provisions you have to comply with when terminating the lease. And then if your property doesn't fall under this rent control, then there's another set of notice provisions that you have to have. And what we've seen in places like LA County, the failure to provide those notices in unincorporated LA County under their temporary, now permanent rent control board is $1,000 a day.
$1,000 a day?
A day.
Holy, that'll get your attention real quick.
Right. So failure to comply for like a one-off landlord could be just devastating.
You end up losing your property because you just don't have the money to cover. Now, if you need a loan, I mean, I'll just throw that out there for you. but even to go to sell the property. Now, how does this apply if I sell my property and I've got a tenant in place and I want to move in? Am I allowed to?
Well, you can terminate if you want to move into the property, but you're going to have to pay their moving costs, which is going to be either 1 month's rent at this point in time, or you have to check the local jurisdiction, and it's the higher of whichever rent control is in place. Because all these local municipalities are also enacting them, like unincorporated LA County, Long Beach, Glendora, they all have different rent control provisions. So you gotta check and see which one applies.
Wow. So is the lease, do we have to go through if I already have a property? Do I have to go in and have a new lease signed?
You do. Well, not a whole new lease signed, but you do have to have a modification of that lease. You have to have an addendum providing the appropriate notice. And again, like I said, I am most certain they're going to attach fees for failure to comply with that.
What about putting up different kinds of notes. Like in businesses, we have to put up signs that say we're an equal opportunity employer or whatever they are. I don't follow those anymore. Not that I don't follow them. They don't apply to me anymore, I shouldn't say.
That's actually a brilliant idea. You should go design that sticker. So like the Prop 65 warnings, which is another time I can come on the radio and talk about how that can devastate a landlord as well.
What is Prop 65?
So Prop 65 is warning that a building could contain chemicals that could cause cancer, reproductive harm, those type of things.
Which we know we all have that because all of our drywall is made with asbestos.
Right. They've actually said that there's enough, there's 950 chemicals covered in that, and there's enough in a chocolate chip cookie to actually qualify.
Wow. So I guess I better not bring chocolate chip cookies to any tenants.
Right. And, you know, now if your house is subject or falls under that category as a landlord for Prop 65, you have to put up a warning if you have a fireplace, because that's considered, you got to put one in the house. If you have a garage, because cars may park in there and have fumes, you got to have a Prop 65 warning in there. And the failure to do that is $2,500 a day.
$2,500 a day?
A day.
So by the end of the year, the fines equal more than your house.
Right. And the tenant might own a quarter of it because they get rewarded for tattling on you.
Oh, they get rewarded for that.
They do, yeah.
So basically what you want to do is just go put, no matter what, go put that Prop 65 sticker on the furnace.
Right, but I'm thinking we should add the Ron Siegel sticker that you suggested that advises them of the notice provisions that are required in here, whether the house is subject to AB 1482 or not.
Is there anything that we can do to try and, I mean, obviously there's a lot, when the renters start getting these rent increases, that's where the revolt's going to come. Right. I mean, the state doesn't really care about the landlords. They think that's a minimal issue. But when the renters all start getting hurt and seeing, what do we say, 7.2% increase every year. Right. So now think about that. 10 years, that means your rent is doubled.
Right.
Right. Every 10 years, just think about your rent is doubling. Now, if you have a 2-year lease. Right. I mean, that's just where it's going to be. What are the remedies other than to wait and try and vote somebody else in? Is there any sort of legal recourse that you know of? I mean, I'm not asking legal advice. We don't
right.
do that.
No, no, I don't. And I don't get that. But there may be, you know, there may be some attorneys who will come along and say this is some form of unjust taking, because it really is a fundamental change in property rights for landlords. I mean, they have just unilaterally, if you're a landlord and you have a contract, they've just unilaterally change that contract across the state. And again, I think the most devastating consequences are ultimately to that tenant, but it is a fundamental taking of property rights, in my humble
thoughts. Is there any, you know, when you go and you buy something, you're buying it based on that which you know and that which you can evaluate at a given time. So somebody that bought a house 5 years ago, and I'm going to share the story about the lady in San Francisco who lost her house or was losing her house because of rent control. Is there any grandfathering in of any of these things? I bought my house 5 years ago. Does that mean that these apply to me?
Well, there are certain exemptions, like for single family residences with alienable title. So
with what?
Alienable title.
What the heck does that mean?
It means it's not connected to any other dwelling unit. But if you have an accessory dwelling unit, so you're a single family residence, and say you built like a little granny flat in the back, you're in the program. If you have a single family residence that doesn't have a granny flat and, you know, isn't part of a PUD or something like that, just a true standard single family, then you're excluded at this point in time.
Well, that's fascinating. So condos in, single family residences out.
Right. Unless you have a granny flat.
Unless you have a granny flat, which people are starting to do now anyway. Then you're in.
Right.
So you have to really navigate this thing to figure out who's in, who's out.
One of the more interesting things, too, is they put in this provision that, you know, if you've had your certificate of occupancy issued within the last 15 years, then you're also out. So it's a nod to the argument that this would discourage construction of additional housing. So they're saying if you're 15 years or newer, you're not included. But what they don't give is a specific date. So is it, you know, if your house was within 15 years, but next year now it's 16 years since the certificate of occupancy, now are you in?
Holy cow.
Which they don't clarify within that bill.
So not only is it a bad bill from the global standpoint, it's ambiguous, so it makes it even worse.
Right.
So I don't know whether it applies to me or doesn't apply to me.
Particularly if you have a 15-year-old house, like
right.
one year from now, are you in or are you not in?
And but like it could be subject to the fines. I don't even know what they are yet.
Right.
So what is going to be the motivation for somebody to rent a piece of property?
As a landlord?
Right.
We do property management. So we've actually had landlords who are dissuaded from continuing in the rental market because they just don't want to have to deal with that.
So then if you go to sell that piece of property for a landlord, is part of the contract going to be the eviction of the current tenant and whatever the remedies might be there?
Right. So you can provide a no fault, meaning they didn't breach, just cause notice. If you're going to occupy the property, there's also certain notice provisions if you want a family member to occupy it that you have to comply with. And if you don't, I'm sure there's fines. So you can do that, but it costs you. Like there's now, you know, thousands of dollars in additional fees because you've got to pay this tenant to move.
So that's going to then depress the resale market because the buyer is not going to want to pay for somebody else's lease if they want to live in there.
Right.
The seller is going to have to figure out how to deal with that. So it's going to be another hurdle in resale.
Yeah, and you're going to reduce supply overall because you're going to have a certain amount of landlords who don't want to deal with something this complicated. You know, they'll go invest elsewhere.
So, and it's easy nowadays. I mean, we've been talking about that for months now on Ron Siegel Radio that the marketplace is so simple to invest elsewhere, right? Why is it that the U.S. 10-year treasury is so low? Well, it's because people in Germany are putting their money here because they don't want to get a negative interest rate. So if you can go from Germany to the U.S., not very difficult to go from California to Arizona or Nevada or somewhere else in America.
Right, or some whole other product. You can get into treasuries. You can get into stocks. Like you can get into things that, you know, may not have some of the penalties associated with it that can be devastating.
And those penalties are basically just adding risk.
Right.
Right? I mean, and that's what we really want whenever we're buying something. It's the risk we're concerned with.
Right.
Right? You always have to try and quantify that as an owner. I'm going to share with you a story when we come back about a lady in San Francisco, 74 years old, that was actually losing her duplex because she couldn't afford the mortgage payments and couldn't get a refinance. We'll talk about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. What constitutes a breach of fiduciary duty? How a bypass trust works? We're going to talk about all that and more. We're going to say goodbye to Melinda Johnson as well. But you can stick to it with us. I'll share all these other issues with you when we come back. You can reach me anytime. Off air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1866.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. Credit Sanitizer, they are the solution. Get a hold of our friend Jeff Sipes and the Blue Water Credit Team. They will take good care of you. They take good care of a lot of the Ron Siegel Radio listeners. Going to check that out for you. What constitutes a breach of fiduciary duty? Now, I am going to tell you right now, I tell you this all the time, I am not an attorney. I do not give legal advice, but I will tell you that I do read a lot every once in a while. When working with a financial advisor to manage your money, it's important to know whether they are required to uphold a fiduciary duty to their clients. Being a fiduciary means advisors are obligated to act in the best interest of the investors they serve. When a breach of that duty happens, it's important to understand what rights you have and how to protect yourself financially. To understand whether a breach of fiduciary duty has occurred, it's helpful to know what the fiduciary standards involved. In a nutshell, it means advisors must meet certain ethical standards when assisting clients. Advisors are responsible for acting in the client's best interest at all times, using accurate and complete information when offering investment advice, avoiding conflicts of interest, and disclosing them and when they arise, if and when they arise, not using client assets to benefit themselves in any way, being transparent in disclosing how fees are charged for services, generally exercising a duty of loyalty and care when managing client portfolios. The fiduciary duty rules apply to registered investment advisors who are regulated by the Investment Advisors Act of 1940, but it's important to note that a fiduciary relationship can exist in other financial relationships too. For example, if you establish a trust and name a trustee to manage its assets, the trustee would be considered a fiduciary. If you're buying a home, your real estate agent has a fiduciary duty to act in a way that's to your benefit. How does that work if you've got a real estate agent that's representing both sides of the transaction? How a breach of duty can happen, steering you toward an investment that does not fit your overall strategy, advising you to invest in something without providing you with all of the relevant information, making inaccurate or incorrect statements about a security to encourage you to invest. A lot of different ways. If you want the whole article, give me a call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. So we've been talking this morning a lot about what does rent control mean to you. And I told you I was going to share a bit of a story about a lady that I was talking to probably I don't know, a couple of years ago, 74 years old, had a property that's worth about $2 million in San Francisco. I don't remember now whether it was a duplex or a triplex. She lived in one of the units, might have even been a fourplex. She lived in one of the units, but at the time she had a $470,000 mortgage on the property. And she was having financial trouble. She'd spent a lot of money, had a lot of debt, but she's thinking, you know something, I've got about $2 million in equity in this property. They call me up and we're looking through her documentation. Well, she hadn't paid taxes in a lot of years. She didn't have real good credit, had a lot of debts. We looked at it, said, you know something, you don't qualify for a new loan. Now, I also at the time looked into the idea of could we possibly do, because of her age, and you know me, I am a huge proponent of the reverse mortgage. I think that it's a great, great product. And I've so far, I think I've only found one person that it was not appropriate for, and that was an elder lady who was planning on moving like 3 months after she and I spoke. So it was going to be a very, very short term. And she said, you know, does this make sense? I said, no, not really, because the expenses for 3, 4, 5 months didn't really pan out for her. But for the most part, most people it makes a lot of sense for. And it was before we had the jumbo products were available. So you could have a $3 million house and $1 million reverse mortgage or whatever the numbers were. But rent control is what the topic is. Here's the issue. When she couldn't raise the rent on any of her tenants. So she's stuck in San Francisco, California, Knob Hill, I think it was. And she's got units there that are renting for like $700 or $800 a month. Unbelievable. Can you believe that? It was like very, very minimal amount of rent. And because of rent control, she couldn't raise it to market rate. Then she wanted to sell it. Well, as Melinda Johnson shared with us a little bit ago, the rules for selling it would really severely hinder the market value of the property because the new people couldn't come in and charge market rent. So think about all these things that are going on. Now, I am going to share with you that if you look at our stream, my friend Jay Kaplan is watching our broadcast right now as we speak. Jay is the reverse mortgage guru for Ron Siegel Radio. He and I help a lot of households with their reverse mortgage needs. Big, big proponent. So Jay and I don't generally agree on a whole heck of a lot when it comes to political issues. But Jay's comment here, I'll read it for those that are not watching, that are watching on RonSiegelRadio.tv, not on our Facebook stream. Rent control is a complicated issue, but I cannot see how this helps anything. It's exactly true. I mean, it's certainly not helping the consumer. It's not helping the renter. It's not helping the individual that can't afford to buy a house. It's not helping the investor. I just told you about a lady that had a huge amount of equity but couldn't afford the property that she was in, and in her 70s was going to have to go and find a new property. In the mid-70s, is that what you want to really be doing? Well, the idea here is whether you're right or left, Republican or Democrat, you need to understand what the issues are. And I know that in Calizuela, there's not a whole lot of opportunity that a Republican is going to be elected, but you can certainly get somebody that's a lot more moderate than Gavin Newsom, who is more interested in hypodermic needles on the streets, or doesn't care about hypodermic needles on the streets of his city, but is worried about plastic straws, right? Think about that concept. Now, I think everybody wants to have a safe environment, a clean environment, be environmentally conscious. But, you know, the hypodermic needles and the feces is probably a little bit more pressing than plastic straws. Just throwing that out there, and I will get off my soapbox now. Make sure that you flood the governor's office with commentary about this whole rent control issue. It's our last hope here. But as always, I ask, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day and join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We will talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Call it a day. Somewhere.